So let me discuss this movie idea a little bit further, because I think it's really what we're in. I really think the movie would wake some people up to what we're really in. And it's kind of like the next level Matrix. Next level movie idea. And somebody will steal this idea, because it's the way it always works. They try to steal everything, but it wouldn't be written the way I would write it, but that's okay. I don't care. I don't have the time and the resources to write this script, so I don't even know how to write a script, but I could figure it out with AI, I guess. But let me discuss this a little bit further. So think of it like this. Let me discuss it in reverse. So God is source. He created mankind. Mankind fell. What happened when mankind fell? He fell into delusions. Mankind fell into sin. He fell into delusions, aka NPC status. And he knew this would happen. And everything that happens in life, whether it's washing clothes because you're being washed, whether it's brewing coffee because you're being brewed, everything that happens in life that you're doing is happening to you. You're watching a tree grow because you're growing. You're watching a movie because you're in a movie. The script of life, script's your script. So because you fell into sin, you became an NPC, right? And even after you get saved, you're still going through the sanctification process and the waking up process. You should be not, who's he talking to when he says this? Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Who's he talking to? He's talking to believers. You got to be born again. And then he says, renew your mind. You can't renew your mind without the Spirit of truth. In a world of lies, the spirit of error, the spirit of lies, in a world of lies, you have the Spirit of truth, so you have to renew your mind in this dark, sinful place. It's even in your body. To take up your cross and follow Jesus and to have sacrificial love for people, that's not even part of the world's way of thinking. They don't even grasp that concept. They don't even know what that means. They look at you like you're crazy. They'll call you stupid. They'll say, oh, you're just going to be a doormat or something like that. No, I'm not a doormat, but I have boundaries. But still, you're willing to sacrifice to help people. So the source is taking the NPC, AI, flesh mind. So the human is really the AI, born in sin, is really the AI robot running on a system. And the system is the spirit of the age, the devil, the spirit of the air. So the system that you're running on is a culture lie, bloodline lie, a denominational box. It's just a bunch of boxes. I'm a Chevrolet man. I'm a Ford man. I only drive Hondas, you know. You're in a box. It's the same car. It's got four wheels. It's the same. You know, it's regulated the same by the government. You know, they sell you a lemon. They got lemon laws, right? I like the Cowboys. I like the Indians. No, the Cowboys are better. No, the Indians are better. It's a box. So the box life is the NPC life. And what's happening here is God's trying to wake you up, and he's using other NPCs in your reality, in your realm, or whatever, to interact with you, interface, just like you interface with a computer or your phone. So you're face-to-face with somebody interfacing. Face-to-face, one-to-one. So you came from source, but you became an NPC. You were asleep, Neo, but you had to wake up, right? You needed to wake up. Wake up. And so, as you're in the process of waking up, other NPCs around you are waking up, and you realize, you start to think, well, every thought that I have was pre-programmed from my mama, my daddy, my upbringing, my culture, whatever. But then when you start reading Proverbs and Psalms and start thinking outside the box, and you start to see the archetypes, you start to leave the NPC program, but your body's still in it. So when you're dealing with people who are not self-aware, and you used to be not self-aware till you became self-aware, and they really think those thoughts are their own. They actually think those are their own thoughts, but they're not. It's usually a demon or a devil or something. They're thinking like the devil, you know. Like if I go over here to find some shade at the park, right, and I park in the shade, and I'm parked in somebody, in front of somebody's house, they're going to get mad. What's he doing parking in front of my house? They can't read my mind. They just see me parking in front of their house. I'm going to do that real quick. Sit in this shade right here. And somebody will look at me like I'm crazy here in a second, I'm sure. Each person you interact with is going through their own movie. The people they talk to, the job they have, that nobody lives the exact same life, even though they do the same stuff. They go to work, eat, sleep, get up, but they interact with different kind of people and different kind of concepts, ideas, and all that stuff. So their little movie, their little world, is no different than your world, except they interact with different NPCs than you. And have you noticed that the ones who are really asleep have a whole lot of friends, but the ones who really start to wake up, they have less and less friends? They're surrounded by less and less people. Have you ever noticed that? The ones who wake up have less and less people around them because they can't think like you move to the next level. You've already dealt with those NPCs in your little movie. And so you don't need those people anymore. You figured it out. You figured out the Delilahs. You figured out the Jezebels. You figured out the narcissists. You figured out the legalists. You figured out the psychologists. You figured out the doctors. You figured out the salesmen. You figured out the whoever it is. You've already seen the game 1,000 times from these NPCs. They're not moving to the next level. They're stuck in the round the mountain. Like a sister in Christ told me. She said, "You're going around the mountain. Do you want to keep going around the mountain?" "No." "Break the cycle." "Okay." "Yes, ma'am." "Yes, ma'am. I'll break the cycle starting today." And the reason you can break a cycle is Christ in you. Any kind of cycle. You can break the cycle because of Christ in you, the hope of glory. The power of Christ. The flesh is the NPC. The natural realm is the NPC program. And so each person's living their own movie, living their own life, but they're interacting with other people. They're interfacing face to face, they're interfacing, just like on a computer, with other people in their movie. They're interacting with other NPCs, and they're all being turned and cut to wake them up to what's real. And what is real? Love and truth. Love and truth. Did you hear me? Not love, 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 feel it. Love and truth, because love and truth are married. You can't have love without truth. And it's God's truth. The truth of God. So you're interacting with these other people who are going through their movie, their struggles or whatever, and you can have compassion on them because you know what they're dealing with. But it's just a movie. That real famous writer, what was his quote? I forget his name now, but I'll think of it in a minute. I got a building over here. I just pulled up to the stop sign. It says Gotham. Gotham GSO. Looks like it's a pool table and all kinds of stuff. Do not block the driveway. What in the world is that place? Anyway, so each NPC is playing their own movie. And the reason that has to be NPCs is because another person can affect your destiny. What is that place? A game room or something?
No, it's a couple of different things.
Oh, is it?
Yes, sir. That portion of the building, they make t-shirts.
Okay.
So they pretty much, if you're a business.
I have my own design, I can come talk to them?
Absolutely, yes, sir.
Okay.
And then we also have a photography studio on this side.
Okay.
And in the front, we got a couple of vendors. Like, they do, there's a Lash Tech up here. Yeah, cool place.
But all right.
If you're looking for t-shirts, they got it. They do everything.
Have a good one. Yeah, so the reason there have to be NPCs and it has to be a projection, and that other person that you're dealing with is actually just an image, and they can be talking about something and then all of a sudden their mind flips out and they say something off the wall, you know? The reason that happens is because they have to be NPCs, because your life and their life can't affect each other's destiny except for what source, which is God, wants to affect you. In other words, you're not ready yet. Let's say the NPC that you're dealing with says something, and you're not ready for that yet. Maybe they're more advanced than you. And maybe they're just in your script temporarily to say something to wake you up, and you're not ready yet. So God is using these characters. Oh, back to what I was saying. So that one famous writer, was it Shakespeare or whatever? He said, life is a movie. Life is a theater. It's a theater. We're all actors in the theater. But we all have the same playing field. It's like we're all on a chessboard or a checkered board, and we all play on the same checkered board, but we're different pieces in the checkered game. And each piece is being pulled back to source code thinking, which is outside the NPC flesh mind to the spirit mind. And each piece is not ready until they're ready, and God will move pieces around when you're ready. You're not ready to hear somebody or meet somebody until you're ready, until God says you're ready. And then that NPC shows up, and they might be just a temporary experience, you know? Your interface. It's just like a video game. You interface with these other people who are NPCs. And some of them can hear you, some of them can't. And sometimes they can hear a little bit of what you say, but then sometimes they can hear more of what you say. Different ones can hear different levels or different concepts, but the other ones can't. Just like what I'm saying about this movie concept, some people will get it, some people won't. If everybody in front of you is a NPC projection, then that projection can instantly change as needed according to your heart reflection, according to your mental heart need or whatever. They show up on the scene for what you need at that moment. That's why when you marry a narcissist or you date one, and eventually after enough cycles you say, this person's pretty much evil, and you get away from them, right? You run them off, or you get away from them, or you lock the door and never see them again. Because here's the thing. When God, who is source, is pulling you out of the NPC program that you were born in, which is sin, the flesh mind, then you got all these other NPCs around you that are stuck in the round the mountain, and you have to eventually just step away from them because it becomes boring. It becomes monotonous. It's like, didn't we have this conversation already? Hadn't we said this before? You understand what I'm saying? And as you approach Source, you realize how many people love the program. They love the world, the flesh, and the prior life. They love those programs, and you don't, because you're being pulled to Source. And so you really just can't fellowship with those people anymore. They love the program, which is what? The world, the flesh, prior life. It's just a program. And you want to be outside the program. You want to be real. You don't want to be an NPC anymore. You woke up. You see past the game. And those who are around you are still in the game. He said, she said, touch not, taste not, handle not. They put you back, try to put you back under guilt, shame, condemnation, try to control you, try to manipulate you, try to sell you something, try to play mind games, narcissistic games. When you no longer are affected by the NPC games, then you escape the matrix. And I don't even want to call it, I call it a projection, a movie. It's a script. Because you're back to Source, where you came from originally. And so you have Source code thinking. And actually what happens is, and I did this last few weeks ago, you can actually use your thoughts to heal yourself. You can use your thoughts, say, Lord, I need to be healed. And then stuff will just start to appear in your holographic reality. And, okay, maybe I need to try this. And a thought will just come to your mind, well, let me try this. Let me stretch this way. Pop. Oh, I popped my, all my pain's gone. I just popped my back in place. Oh, everything's healed. Praise God. Hallelujah. But you had to knock and ask and seek and use your thoughts outside the matrix. And you see other people with the same problem, and you tell them how you healed yourself, and they could probably do the same thing, but they don't want to listen because they're stuck in the program that they're meant to be that way. They're meant to have problems. They're meant to be depressed. They're meant to be sad. They're meant to be poor, broke, whatever. They really believe the program that they've been programmed with. They believe the program that the devil gave them, or their mama, or their daddy, or whatever. But you have to realize your mama and your daddy were programmed, and your grandparents and your aunts and your uncles and your cousins, they were all programmed, and they didn't want to break the program, but you did. And so you escaped the program, and it took, and you had to isolate yourself because you're in the growth mode and they're not. Do you understand what I'm saying? So that projection was just a movie to push you back to Source, and everybody's got their own movie, and they can hear some things you say and some things you can't, and it sounds in peace just like this, what I'm talking about now. Some people say, oh, you're crazy. No, it makes total sense, because the pieces that were cut from Source are being drawn back to Source. Hello? Hope that makes sense. I wanted to elaborate on the concept a little bit more.